Pragaru CEO Marissa Streit explains how the U.S. can scrap Department of Education on the federal level. By Alana Mastrangelo on February 27, 2025. Pragaru CEO Marissa Streit explained to Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlow how the U.S. can scrap a federal-level Department of Education. Is there any point in having the Department of Education on the federal level? Marlow asked during Tuesday's episode of The Alex Marlow Show, to which Streit replied, on the federal level. The answer is no, because mostly what they do is disperse checks. If Americans would like to give funding from the federal level to the states, the Treasury can do that, Streit suggested. If the federal government wants to disperse checks, that can be done through the Treasury, the Pragaru CEO added. You don't need a secondary additional department to just write checks. Streit went on to explain that one of the biggest expenditures of the Department of Education has been the Loan Forgiveness Program. I personally don't think that Americans should be paying for every single loan for all Americans, she said. There are many loans that have been taken out for, frankly, college degrees that our society doesn't want, doesn't value, and doesn't need. But going private would make it so that the market would end up supporting degrees that our society actually needs, Streit noted. The Pragaru CEO continued. Should a plumber in the United States pay for the loan forgiveness of a degree of somebody who is going to study balloon blowing or theater studies? Is that even fair? And should we have a vote on where we're spending our money? As long as you have a Department of Education that is just giving these blanket loan forgiveness programs, you have no say in where you're spending your money. And we're talking about, not a little sum of money. We're talking about billions of dollars that hard-working Americans are responsible to pay. These are some of the major expenditures that the Department of Education has been enlisted in, Streit said. One is Title I, being kids who can't afford an education. And so we support the states financially with kids who need financial support, the Pragaru CEO continued. That could be done through the Treasury, which, by the way, with school choice, instead of going directly to the states, it could go directly to the parents where parents can actually choose schools that perform better for their kids, Streit added. Streit also noted that this is even a stronger recommendation for kids who have special needs. Before recalling having worked with a child who was blind in California whose family could not find a government school, even though the funding was there. They could not find a government school that could actually support their needs. And so they wanted to go to a private school that could support their needs. But they couldn't use the government funds for that, the Pragaru CEO said. So, imagine being able to actually provide families with a voucher where they can take their special needs child to an actual special needs school that would help them, that would benefit them the most, she added. That's a huge amount of money that is expensed through the Department of Education, Streit said. The Alex Marlow Show, hosted by Breitbart editor-in-chief Alex Marlow, is a weekday podcast produced by Breitbart News and Salem Podcast Network. You can subscribe to the podcast on YouTube, Rumble, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.